Item 9, planning permit applications. 9.1, amended planning application PL-022747.01 for 659 to 669 Doncaster Road, 4 to 6 Tower Street and 1A to 5 Council Street, Doncaster. Construction of three multi-storey buildings comprising 258 apartments, retail premises, trade supplies and restricted retail premises, Bunnings and associated basement car parking. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the motion as tabled be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Second that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think I need to add much about this. This is the site over near the 7-Eleven. It's the Bunnings site, as it's known as. This is an amendment of plans that have already been approved some time ago due to some other restrictions and things that have been needed to make it a more viable and better proposition for all, including the travel and safety of residents as well as visitors to the Bunnings site. It was approved as about a 5,000 square metre Bunnings. Now it's approved as an 11.
Okay.
So for those of us that do maybe spend some time at Bunnings, it might have a little more stock. The unit sizes have been shrunk down from over 300 to now 258. The Vic Roads orders have now been put in. There's a number of other amendments that have now been put through, and that's why we're moving a councillor's motion from... and there's a few extra additions and notations to help with the residents that back onto Berkeley, back onto that site, and to make it a more protected group of homes behind there, so for noise and smells and all those sorts of things that were concerns of possibility. We've dealt with some walls and some issues, so I'm just thankful that the officers and councillors and the people that are building this have listened to the people, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that site become something more than just the dirt that it's been for so long.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you to my fellow ward councillor for ensuring that the concerns of those residents were dealt with by conditions, and like my fellow ward councillor, I assure as would like to see that eyesore being rid as well. Councillors, 3 years ago, I spoke about jobs, the importance of this development in the creation of jobs and economic development. This pretty much sums up what we're doing on the Hill. It is a strategic development with a strategic landholder who is putting in a national brand with apartments above. Albeit that the Bunnings floor space will increase by 619 square metres, the number of apartments will decrease, and the retail floor space will also decrease, and it will be staged. And just like the castle, we had a situation where the 7-Eleven operator dug in, had exercised his rights, had wanted to continue trading. He does a great trade. You have to only go there past any time of the day or night, and there's people in that shop. He wanted to stay there, and I commend Bunnings and I commend the architects for working with him and ensuring that an outcome has been achieved. It's taken this long, but I think that what we have before us today is a great opportunity to get this project off its ground, and I ask that you vote for this this amended application.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those four against, carried. Item 10, planning and environment, 10.1, amendment C112 to the Manningham planning scheme, 775 to 779 Doncaster Road, Doncaster, removal of restrictive covenant. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, there are very complex ways to remove a covenant, and having practiced this outside of council, I can tell you that it's extremely complex and extremely costly. And the best way to do it is what the applicant is doing at this point in time, and that is to seek an amendment to the planning scheme. One can run off to the Supreme Court, and that would cost thousands, even in the hundreds of thousands, and they can do it through a planning scheme amendment, which is what they're doing at this particular point in time. It is simply asking to remove the one dwelling covenant. We are asking that this amendment be advertised. It will come back, I believe, to us, so we do get to consider all the comments that may come in, particularly from the beneficiaries. And again, that's a fairly complex one to work out who's a beneficiary and who's not, but I'm sure that that's in hand. So we are just simply asking that this amendment process be taken to the minister now, just to have this covenant removed. What they do with it afterwards is perhaps entirely up to the applicant, but I suspect that there would be a planning application that would come in, but I can only surmise on that. At this particular time, we're not considering that. We are just considering the next stage is taking it into the minister for his authorisation to place it on public exhibition.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Grivelostopoulos.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 10.2, Kunung Park Management Plan Endorsement. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor O'Brien, could you read the...
That the recommendation be adopted with Kunung Park being substituted for Kunung Reserve in Part D of the recommendation.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Councillor Galvin. Councillor O'Brien.
I'm trying to find my notes, Mr. Mayor, as I speak to you about this, but Thank you. The management plan was placed on public exhibition for 4 weeks from a period of 6th of May to the 6th of May onwards, and 23 submissions were received. These submissions pertain to the number of cricket training nets available to the public, concern about initiatives benefiting the sports clubs at the expense of the community, request to retain all three tennis courts, request to add basketball and netball as new activities, ideas for a new play area, and request to add a picnic shelter to the adjacent barbecue and public area, all valid concerns and submissions. In response to community feedback, council officers have suggested a number of changes to benefit the community by improving the facilities and amenity of the park and by providing for a range of services, facilities and open space areas with a range of uses and services. I recommend my fellow councillors that we endorse this plan with the changes clarified, and that the Capital Works business case is to be prepared for implementation of the actions, including the Kunung Reserve Management Plan, for consideration in the 17-18 budget and subsequent budgets.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Galvin. Thank you. Any speakers against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. 10.3, Economic and Environmental Planning Annual Reports from the Council Plan. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Kleiner. Speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 11, Assets and Engineering. 11.1, Jumping Creek Road Upgrade, Endorsement of the Development Framework. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downey.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galvin. Councillor Downey.
Jumping Creek Road is a road that is well known to me, and it provides an important 5 kilometre link within Manningham between Ringwood Warrandyte Road in Warrandyte to Homestead Road in Wonga Park. It is an important transport corridor between the municipalities of Manningham, Maroondah and Yarra Ranges, connecting the local communities of Warrandyte and Wonga Park, and the retail areas in Croydon, Chernside Park and Lilydale. And it's a route that I use often when I go out to the Yarra Valley. It has been recognised that there is a need to upgrade the road to improve safety for all users, including motorists, pedestrians and cyclists, and also to cater for the expected increase in traffic volumes, which are expected to double to 15,000 by 2035. I can well remember a ward meeting in the time of the last council when concerns were raised about Jumping Creek Road, in particular the trees and poles that are near to the road. And I can well remember one gentleman saying that, you know, we worried about little creatures, but in his case, he was worried about little creatures, and these little creatures were actually his children. So I do think for the safety of our community, it's important, and I remember that statement by that man. Given the scope and complexity of his $17 million project prior to proceeding with the upgrade, a strategic document, the Jumping Creek Road Development Framework, is being developed to guide the planning, design and construction of this very important infrastructure project. Throughout May and June 2016, consultation was undertaken with the community to ascertain the level of support for the proposal, seek contribution to the concept and to identify matters of key community concern and interest to form the design and planning of the road upgrade. In all, a total of 61 separate submissions were provided by the community, which have been considered and assessed in detail to form the updates to the framework that is before us. The report outlines the contents of these submissions with accompanying officer responses. A new engagement and communications plan has been prepared to outline the proposed consultation process to be undertaken with key stakeholders that will help guide ongoing communication with the community regarding planning, design and delivery of the road upgrade. A key aspect of the strategy involves the proposed establishment of a community reference group to work with officers throughout the entire life of the project. And having been involved with things like this before, the input that we get from the community is vital in helping us make the decisions, and I thank the people that will join it in advance. The purpose of this group is to provide a communication bridge between council, officers, residents, local community groups and other stakeholders in order to assist in the planning, design and delivery of the road upgrade. It is envisaged that such a group will be established within the next 6 months through an expression of interest, EOI, process, and will involve a rolling membership of residents who live along particular stages of the road upgrade and other community representatives. I call on my fellow councillors to support the officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Councillor Gomley. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, provided motorcyclists are also considered users of the road, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.
You don't have a conflict there?
Possibly. Just possibly. 11.2, finalisation of deviation of Springvale Road at Mullum Mullum Reserve, 141 Springvale Road, Donvale. Do I have a mover for this motion?
Yes, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downey. Councillor Galbally.
No, I think it speaks for itself. It's just something that needs to be finalised.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Downey. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. 11.3, 2015-2016 Capital Works Program, end of June status report. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm I stand to speak on this. Very rare for me to want to speak on a report, but being the end of the financial year and the Capital Works program, it is an important one. And I'm excited about the fact that the report is extremely good, considering some of the reports that we've had to deal with over the last 3 years to do with the Capital Works program and some of the percentages of where they've got behind on things. But in this reporting quarter, the Council's annual performance target is to expend equal to or greater than 90% of capital expenditure against the adopted capital budget. A satisfactory performance has been made in relation to the implementation of the Capital Works program, with the overall financial performance indicators revealing that for the 2015-16 Capital Works program, 95.8% was spent against the adopted budget, a 7% improvement on the 14-15 result. The variation between the adopted budget and actual expenditure can be largely attributed to a few projects that did not commence or were delayed as a result of the project planning and approval delays, protracted community and stakeholder consultations, contractor availability and/or performance issues, difficulties against plant and material, impacts from storm events and other non-programmed works, and, of course, wet weather. The total expenditure on capital projects was some $5 million higher than the previous 10-year average. The outcomes of this have been very positive, and this year's outcomes show a decrease in the number of incompleted or deferred projects compared to last year. 79 projects were fully completed, 84%, against a total of 94 in the adopted program, which is below Council's non-reportable management performance target of 90%. But if partially completed projects are included, the overall completion percentage would increase to 92.8%. And though some of those figures may sound like it's not a great report, I've been around at this table now for over 3 years, and I'm really excited about the fact that our Capital Works program is quite tight, is well managed, and that some of the issues that we have been having over the years have been dealt with well, and that we're continuing to look at the Capital Works and the infrastructure of Manningham and the facilities that we've got here. And I just thank the organisation for doing the work, and I'm looking forward to even greater positive outcomes, but I'm very thankful for this report.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a speaker against? So, Councillors, before I put the motion, I'd just like to add my particular thanks to the team that have delivered this. This, I believe, is actually an all-time record for delivery of capital works over a financial year for this council. We have asked the team to do more than in most years, and they have done, and they've completed more. That's an incredible challenge. It's a challenge we set the assets and engineering team when we first were elected. We challenged them to get better at forecasting, we challenged them to get better at delivery, and they have risen to that challenge, and they've risen to it exceedingly well. So yeah. I'm very pleased to see this particular report, and I'd like to congratulate the Director of Assets Engineering and his team for what they've done on behalf of the community. Yeah. Well done. So, councillors, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.